My name is Chris Scotes, and I'm the director of the Museum of Arts and Design in New York City. Actually, this is an exhibition that was curated by Andrew Blauvelt, who is the director of the museum at Cranbrook Academy of Art in Detroit.
How is it presented?
It's a thematic exhibition. You'll get sections that deal with agitprop and propaganda. You'll get a section that deals with cut and paste. You'll get a section that deals with comic books and horror films. It's a design exhibition. Although it deals obviously with music and the punk era from 76 to 86, it is an exhibition that centrally deals with design issues. So you get all the major designers, from Peter Saville to Jamie Reed to Thibaut Kalman to Malcolm Garrett and many others. I think it's also important to realize that all of these designers were pre-computer, right? Photoshop was not around then. Like the music, the design was really quick and dirty, as evidenced by the zines in the exhibition too. So the music was really about 3-minute punk songs. The designs were not dissimilar in that it was drawing from and appropriating from many different sources.
As we get further up, punk becomes new wave. It gets much more polished in a certain way. How did that affect the art that was going on?
Well, I think you'll find in the later sections of the exhibition, what you're saying is exactly right. The work becomes slightly more polished. It becomes more about geometry and color. And then the early stages of the exhibition are really about black and white. And so if you're paying attention, there is a real subtle difference, I think, stylistically and aesthetically to the show. Although it does still have a kind of through line that looks at very sort of jumpy graphics that get put together. But there is a subtlety between black and white and color.
What would you like the audience to take away from the show?
I think that one of the most important commentaries about this exhibition is that we haven't really moved that far away from some of the politics of the period. So one of my favorite sections of the show is on the agitprop and propaganda, the Rock Against Racism section, which was single-handedly started by Eric Clapton, who we all know was a blues singer, but in a drunken rant in a concert hall in Birmingham, England in 1976, I believe 77, where he was quoting the British right-wing MP Enoch Powell. He was quoting the Rivers of Blood speech of Enoch Powell, which was basically to say that all British immigrants, people of color, should leave the country, while of course playing I Shot the Sheriff, which is a Bob Marley song. That single-handedly, there were three gentlemen in the audience that night who started the petition in the NME, which then started Rock Against Racism, the Anti-Nazi League, which went on to many other two-tone and the like. And whether in the United States or whether you're in Europe these days, racism is not that far away from the center of cultural and political life. And so I think there are a lot of important moments today which resonate with the show.
My name is Andrew Kravine. I come from New York City, and currently at the Design Museum is an exhibition based on my collection of punk and post-punk memorabilia.
You have thousands of pieces. When did you realize you were collecting?
Well, I think I've always been a collector by nature. Even as a kid, I collected other things. I collected vintage movie posters for a while, but I really loved, like, punk music was my, it really took over my life for several years. And I just always been a collector by nature. And I have to just thank my mother, because most parents throw this stuff out, usually 4 or 5 years after you've left the house. And I just have to thank her forever that she kept everything. But I had a core of about 500 pieces, really from the day. And fortunately, she lived in California and she kept them in her attic.
There's some amazing stuff here, and I don't know which ones are your favorite, but I wanted to point out, for instance, the American Express card.
That could be my favorite. It's tough because there's some great Sex Pistols posters, but I think that could be Jamie Reed's masterpiece. I mean, I think if you go through the poster and you see, it's just a wilting commentary on the record industry. It's, you know, referring to the record labels as pimps and the groups as prostitutes. And it really is sort of like, you wouldn't have to go take a course on the music industry. That is your class on graphically represented. And it's amazing, and it's so beautifully rendered. Like, Jamie, really, from far away, you'd think that is a real American Express advertisement. And just the title, Young Flesh Required, because that's what the record industry is about.
Well, the poster of the desiccated hand on the barbed wire is insane.
It is insane. It's totally insane. Well, I mean, the crass graphic designs are the most outrageous, and that's really where you see the Dada, John Hartfield, Hannah Hoch influence of collage and violent. They're very discordant designs. signs where they'll have happy tourists and then they'll have dogs being shot or they'll have people being crushed or being blown up. It's interesting because that anarcho-punk aesthetic you also see with the Dead Kennedys, with California punk. Winston Smith, who really was the in-house artist for the Dead Kennedys record label, Alternative Tentacles. He designed the logo. He did all of the record sleeves. Just great designs. And that was Winston Smith. And he's still around. He clearly also is very influenced by Dada. One of my big things about this is that it's not all untutored, primitive. Some of it's incredibly sophisticated and a lot of thought went into it. So you see the fruit of that, of exposing young people to art. This is the result. I really feel that.
Well, thank you very much for preserving it all for us.
You're very welcome.